Alan Isfan here. Welcome to today's ROI meditation lesson. Today, we're going to reflect on fear, what causes it, and what happens when you learn to turn fear into a superpower. Franklin D. Roosevelt famously said, "The only thing to fear is fear itself." You've probably heard this quote before, but perhaps never truly internalized what it actually means, and more importantly, why it matters. This wise quote tells us that the real enemy is the fear itself, and not the thing you think you are afraid of. The worst case scenario almost never happens, but the fear and stress it causes have truly negative consequences if you don't get a handle on it. It allows others to manipulate us, and we use it against ourselves to avoid taking risks. It is a defense mechanism that often blocks us on the path to joy and success. Once we understand this, we realize that fear is usually based on a false perception. Some people are deathly afraid of spiders, and others keep them as pets. Same spider, same low level danger, radically different reaction. Even people who are deathly afraid of spiders can be treated to get over their fear. While avoidance is our usual response, treatment requires being in the presence of the thing we are afraid of, literally facing our fear. For spiders, treatment starts by thinking about spiders, then touching a fake spider, then visiting an exhibit, and so on, until we eventually allow a tarantula to walk over our hand without flinching. It also helps to be curious, to study the fear, and look at the positive aspects, and so on. The point is that if you face your fear and look at it from many different angles, and especially positive ones, you can neutralize it. Fear becomes a superpower as we learn to neutralize fears and build on that success. Not only does this unblock us from common fears like being judged, allowing us to take actions that will get us to the next level, like getting up on stage or posting videos with important messages, or even launching a new business, but it also builds confidence. If you're deathly afraid of speaking on stage and you finally do it and you get through it, you get a rush of confidence that is extremely powerful and that you can take into every other aspect of your life. So with that, let's shift into the observation phase, and then we'll set an intention so we can put this lesson into practice. Take a deep breath with your stomach, and then exhale fully until there's no more air in your lungs. You should feel tension leaving your body as you do this. Repeat this one more time, and then breathe normally. As you sit quietly, your mind will wander. It is perfectly normal, so don't feel bad and try to return to your breath. Just sit and breathe. Now start counting your breaths, one on the inhale and two on the exhale. Continue to count. If you get distracted, just remember to count and even visualize the numbers in front of you if it helps. You'll hear a soft bell every 30 seconds to remind you to come back to the breath. Thank you. Congratulations. Developing mindfulness skills enables us to become bystanders of our emotions and thoughts, and that gives us control. Developing the skill will help you get over fears so you can take the actions required to move to the next level. So with that, let's set an intention to observe fear next time that emotion pops up. Step back as if you are separate from that emotion and look at it like a scientist would, with curiosity and from a different perspective. Break it down. As you develop the skill, intentionally do things you are afraid of. Fly in a helicopter, go skydiving, speak or sing in front of a crowd. Eventually, you'll get so good at it that you'll have the skills to truly attack your biggest fears head on, and you'll punch through to a new version of yourself you didn't even know existed. How amazing is that? Once again, congratulations for making ROI meditation a priority in your life. May success be yours to share. Namaste.